BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine is in a right grumpy mood on Real or No Real. Also, the ice down the pants is back because it's really hot. This time, Chris calls my mum while I shovel the cubes down his pants. And it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Scott Mills,
BBC
Radio 1.
And there was me having a good old moan about how our weather was, like, a bit rubbish. I'm melting. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Thank you, Clara.
Legs out, Chris?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Legs are out, yeah, it's all good.
Summer's on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that got a reaction, didn't it?
BBC.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
Someone says, I thought the days of generic dance cover versions were gone. Well, they are. That's from, like, 2005.
But not in a heatwave.
No.
They're right back.
The rules are different in a heatwave. It's a bit like Christmas.
It's all just gone weird. Like, everyone's weird.
When would you hear, like, Last Christmas by Wham on Radio 1? Like, when we hear Wham, or would you hear Wizard any other time? You won't.
Yeah, but
it's
generally
the same with DJ Sammy.
But generally you hear loads of songs around that time, so then by the time you get to Christmas, you're a little bit sick of all the Christmas songs, but then it feels right on the day. With this, it's like we've seized one day.
Yeah, this is the day.
It's like the whole summer is boiling down to today. That's sorry for that, but it's all come down to one day.
I've got more up my sleeve, don't you worry.
Really?
Mitch and Leicester's been on. He's got the blowers on full. That's not one. It's just in his car. He's really hot. It's like a Caribbean breeze, the blower. Beth in Stratford-upon-Avon has got 38, and she's in a beekeeper's jumper. That's not one either.
I don't even know what that means.
Georgia in Richmond says, DJ Sammy. I know. Amazing, though. This will forever be a summer classic, says Nick. Hashtag summer feeling. Yes, Scott Mills playing Boys of Summer. Perfect while lying in the garden. That's from Charlotte. Legend. Throwback Wednesday. Hashtag rebel. That's from Anna.
So what's going on? Is every song you play today going to be a summer song?
Not every.
I mean, what have you got coming up? Have they all been chosen based on the sun?
A lot of them, yes. Some of them have sun in the title.
And I'm just looking at the list. It's
some of them. Some of them are resort classics. David's been on saying, I saw DJ Sammy at Space in Ibiza in 2006. The event was also a phone party. You don't get that with Karen Harris. No, you do not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When the sun's out, we just want to impress. I stand in the clear, don't bother with me. If it ain't gonna sell, I don't want to invest. If it ain't got a vibe, I ain't got an interest. I want to see an ice cream man on the road. I want to see a light skin girl on the road. I want to get slosh puppy with both flavors. Drink that, now I'm right back in my zone.
Oh, Chris, that is so you.
I love it.
I could pick one song, that would be one of them, definitely.
So good. That is a forgotten classic, that is.
If I could pick one song, that would be one of them. What? That was Wiley and Heatwave on BBC Radio 1. Just like the way you dance to it and everything, it just reminds me of great times you and I have had in the various resorts.
I know.
It was the days of that chain around your neck, wasn't it? And the wet look gel.
Well, do you remember that summer? A couple of years ago, when we went out to Cavos and Zante, the times we had there, Mills.
I know. Do you remember when you didn't sleep in your room, did you? Remember that?
No.
Couldn't get in.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Do you remember? So I slept outside.
That's right.
A lot of mosquito bites in the morning. That was Wiley and Heatwave on BBC Radio 1. Oh, I miss the wet look gel days. You remember, 99p, like that green stuff in a tub that you used to have.
I had that massive chain as well.
Yeah, massive chain. And then, of course, you symbolically threw it into a river, was it?
No, it wasn't the river. It was the pond in the middle of Pinner Memorial Park.
That's right.
I had a moment once and I just wanted to
get
rid of the chain and throw it away because, you know, I now had to grow up.
Yeah.
It was just symbolic of
the chain came off. Yeah. That got a massive reaction. Thank you if you enjoyed Wiley. Loads of texts and tweets coming in.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Devon and Cornwall and Nottingham are getting a lot of hot rain at the moment.
It really seems to vary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, hot rain is on in Cornwall.
Still really hot. That was Mumford & Sons and The Wolf, and you're listening to BBC Radio 1. Tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, never been on before, Geordie Shore's Vicky Patterson.
Oh, right.
That's on tomorrow.
Didn't know about that.
Did you not?
No, I didn't know about that one.
That's happening.
Cool.
I think that'll be a popular one on the old videos. 1:45 tomorrow, listen and watch Vicky getting wet on Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Then show the world a burning light that never shines so bright.
BBC Radio 1. That was David Guetta and Lovers on the Sun. See, another one with Sun in?
Yeah. Think every one of these songs that you play today has a link to the summer.
I've got some brilliant ones coming up. I'm not going to lie. I've got some really good summer songs. And also that track of the day by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. Have you heard that? I really want to get your reaction.
I've not heard it yet.
It's called Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's well, I don't know. I mean, I think it might be big.
So what is it? Is it in the style of all of Meghan Trainor's songs, which all sound so far quite samey?
It's a bit slower, and it's got Charlie Puth on it off of See You Again.
Yeah.
Includes the lyrics, let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward
okay,
to
good.
It.
And actually, we've got an idea. You know, we did the ice thing yesterday. Mm. I'm boiling hot, and we've still got some that we could probably do with using up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday morning, when we did the breakfast show, we were putting ice down our pants on Radio 1, National Radio 1.
I thought it was good. It seemed like a good idea anyway before we actually did it.
The video's done really well on Facebook.
It has.
Incredibly.
You had a full iceberg down there at one point.
I know. It was a full-on berg, wasn't it?
Full berg. Down your pants.
And I made some really interesting noises. So manly. And... and also... Oh, what a girl.
They're noises I've never heard you make before.
I should hope not.
What are you, do you know what? Yesterday morning was a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, but what is that noise?
I know. Initially, it's just a bit cold, but then, bam, it hits you and it really burns. Hence the noise.
The experience for me was a strange one because I had mini cubes. I obviously didn't want to receive the iceberg that you just had down your shorts.
Sure. I did go to put that down your pants at one point and you were like, no,
yeah,
it's just been down there.
Absolutely. And so I had loads of cubes down there sort of packing everything in. And the problem I had was then when the cubes really started kicking in, I couldn't get them out of my shorts quick enough. It's in the undercarriage.
Yeah, that happened.
It really panicked me because there was no way of moving from the situation.
It's in the undercarriage.
Are you up for doing something similar today?
Again?
Yeah, I don't know if we should do exactly the same thing, but I do think the ice cubes thing seemed to be a bit of a winner.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do another berg. I mean, it's hot today, but I'm fine, thanks.
You couldn't take another berg down there?
Absolutely not. Not 2 days in a row.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Some of the noises you made sounded, well, interesting. So why don't we call someone whilst we've got ice down our pants?
And that might happen.
I think you should call someone. I'll shovel a load of ice down your pants.
That's brilliant.
And you've just got to style it out. I guess the only rule being you can't say that you've got ice down there.
Right, so I don't mention it at all, even though it's clearly being piled down my pants.
You just have a lovely chat. And you've just got to avoid the situation and work with it the best you can, even though you've got ice down there.
Do you fancy giving this a go instead, maybe?
No, not really. I think this is you. I think this is your game.
I don't think I'd want to.
Okay, here's what I'm proposing. I think you should call your mum. We've not spoken to her for a while.
That's true. Sandra's not been on for a while, has she?
So why don't you call her? I'll shovel a load of ice down your pants and you can just have a nice catch-up with your mum.
No, I think it's better if you call her and I put the ice down.
Really?
Yes.
You're happy with me calling your mum?
I think she'd like to hear from you today.
I'm not sure you've thought this through. What am I meant to be speaking to your mum about,
no,
though?
Just say hi and, you know my mum.
Hello, Sandra. Just thought I'd have a catch-up.
Just out of the blue catch-up. Why not?
What do I possibly talk to her about?
Let's just make it up. Just ask, how she's dealing with the hot weather, all that.
Oh, this is really tricky because I really like the opportunity of speaking to your mum, but I don't really want to put ice down my pants
while doing it.
So it's a really tricky dilemma this.
You don't
me.
Have to put it down your pants. I'll take care of that. You just call my mum.
I think... Yes, okay. I think I'll go along with it.
I believe there's still some ice left in the freezer from yesterday, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is about to call my mum. That's right, Sandra Mills. And he's going to have ice down his pants, shoveled in by me. The only rule of the game is he can't mention that the ice is going down there. He's got to completely start it out and try and have a normal conversation. Have you got some conversation starters
with
my mum?
Not particularly, yeah. And but will she suspect that it's a bit weird that I'm calling her at this time of day, no, or will she not really notice?
She always asks how you are, Chris.
Yeah, I know, but does she not realise that her son's on air? Is she one of those mums that wouldn't really know?
To be honest, she hasn't listened for years.
No.
It's not for her. She doesn't like the music.
No, it's a weird one this week as well, because you were on the breakfast show a couple of days and, yeah probably isn't keeping up with it.
Yeah. She won't know. Okay, so just call her. Like, you can start, I think she's at work today to mention that. You can
lovely.
Talk about the weather, how hot is it, all that. Right?
I mean, I don't speak to your mum socially anyway, but, no. I mean, I love her and all, but it's...
I mean, it's been a while, yeah?
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Like, you know my mum, like, she'll chat to anyone, even you.
And you'll be putting the ice down there. So
absolutely, yes.
Same rules apply as yesterday. You promise me you're not going to look down.
I won't look down. Those are the rules.
We're going to... Okay.
Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, eyes up.
Eyes up at all times. Right, so if you come round here, I'm getting out my plastic sheeting.
Okay, right. Is your mother prepared? Have we got the number for her?
Yeah, got it. We're ringing her now. Good luck. Remember, Chris, you cannot mention the ice at all.
No.
It's like it's not happening. Let's have a normal conversation. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra. It's Chris Stark.
Hello, Chris Stark.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
You're all right? I haven't spoken to you for a while.
No.
It's a hot day, isn't it?
It's buoyant. It must be really hot in London, I imagine.
Yeah, very hot. Are you at work at the moment?
I'm at work, yeah.
I know you're having a good day. Are you having a good day?
What are you doing?
Stop. I'm good. I'm just getting stuff ready for later. Are you enjoying the sun?
A little bit warm for me.
It's a little bit cold for me. This is nuts. Mills, stop. Sorry, Sandra. Are you away on holiday this year?
No, not really.
Are you got much planned for the weekend?
Not much.
Get off!
All, no.
Get off! Are you,
Who are you talking to?
I'm just talking to your son.
Oh.
He's just in the background here. He sends his love.
Yeah.
This is actually horrible. Don't look down. Sorry. And what are you doing tonight? Are you having a barbecue?
I don't think so.
No.
As far as I know.
My downstairs is so cold right now. I actually think I feel like I'm losing breath.
Why?
So, Sandra, what you, are you, Scott, stop it. Stop it.
What's he doing, Chris?
Hands out. Sorry, he's just, he sends his love anyway. He's wondering when he's going to come visit next. Get your hand out of there.
What's he doing? What is he doing to you?
Sorry. Okay, Sandra, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, okay.
I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, okay, take care.
Okay. All right, lovely to speak
to you. Bye.
Yeah, you too, bye. Oh, well, that went well. Thanks very much.
So cold.
How am I going to explain that to my mum?
It's so cold. Lovely to speak to Sandra, though.
You didn't know what to say.
I can't. It just never comes. It feels like I'm completely full of ice.
Is there any feeling left?
I can't even remember what I said to your mum. I think it went all fine, though.
You have to text her now, aren't I?
It was your idea.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Adam says, can't take this seriously now. All I think of is the farming version. Where's the farm remix, says Erin from Derry, Londonderry. Only the Stark remix of Vivici should ever be played. That's from Baker in Norfolk. Someone says, play the original. That is the original. That's the original that I just played. This is the farmer version, which is a remix.
Monday feeding ponies. Tuesday I was deeply ploughing.
Yes.
Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. I am
It's still good, Chris. Timeless.
Pumping slurry. I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
So weird that we're getting requests for the farm version now. Big up the young farmers. Just text my mum to try and explain what happened there.
I'm sorry.
Just had to apologise.
It feels to me that it all went a bit weird.
Imagine receiving that call from you and saying that I'm there in the background while you're speaking to my mum.
I think just apologise for the noises.
I have.
Because I think it gave the wrong impression.
I think it did too. So she won't be listening. I say she doesn't like the music. But I have texted her to say sorry on your behalf also.
Cheers, mate.
Well done, though, for coping with a ridiculous amount of ice down the pants today. That was more than the breakfast show yesterday.
Oh, way more.
You even took... I think you took at least five in the back at one point as well. So well done.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Chris, that reminds me of such good times with you.
That is a tune.
Oh, put it back over there.
Tune.
You and me, Cavos. We should go back, you know.
I'd love to.
In between his style.
I'd love to.
First time, do you remember the first time we arrived on that strip? And people like zombies coming towards the car.
It was,
turn a corner and it all changes in Cavos.
We do need to go back there again, Mills.
Know. We do. I'm going out there again this year.
Are you?
You want to come?
I could come, yeah.
Yeah. Come with me. Get a suntan. Queue at a cash point. It'd be amazing. That was Leshendo and Danza Kuduro on BBC Radio 1. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Georgia.
Hey, Georgia, what's going on?
Well, I'm just loving your tune.
Thank
but
you.
I am wondering, yes, when are you going to play Bumbleo Wednesdays? Because I bought a new tambourine specially.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been missing it for the past few months. And I broke my maracas dancing to the last show, which is obviously months ago. But I need to know when exactly because I'm ready.
So you got your tambourine, you got a brand new tambourine. You're just sitting there with the tambourine waiting to go.
Patiently.
Yeah. Got a live one here. So, okay, when did you buy the tambourine?
It came yesterday.
Wow, and you bought it especially for Bumbleo Wednesday?
Yeah.
Have you got it there now?
I do.
Give us a shake, my darling. Yes,
it's real
strong tambourine.
Yes.
I tell you what, in honour of you, Georgia, because you're amazing and you've been out to spend your actual money to buy a new tambourine, we're going to do it before 2:30.
Thank you.
Is that the kind of thing that makes you happy?
Very happy.
Okay, get your tambourine ready. I'll let you know when.
Okay, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some places have got thunderstorms now, but it's still flipping hot. It's going to be insane tonight trying to sleep. Mm. Only like 28 degrees at night.
Deal with it then.
I'll deal with it then, Chris. I might lick my wrists like we did on the breakfast show yesterday.
Yeah.
I think if you lick your own, it's better. That's what I hear. Duke Dumont and The Giver. Okay, are we ready then?
I'm so ready
from Bumbleo.
I'm ready for this.
Remember, Georgia in Watford, she's even brought a new tambourine. Okay, good. Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
This habit. This habit.
Just need to mention some of the requests in the gap today. We've got the Frostbit guy, but saying you wouldn't be long getting sunstruck. We've also got a bit of my favourite brass. We've got Kevin MacLeod, Escape to the Wild from Innuendo Bingo. We've got Adam Bolton off Sky News eating a sandwich. We've got someone getting married in a wibbly wobbly house and maybe a bit of Len Goodman and Arlene.
You make this sound like, and the soup du jour is, it's like some kind of restaurant menu.
A lot of requests today. Hang on, I'll do it again.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Sunstruck, you won't be long getting sunstruck.
That is much more control than...
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed.
There's
Sounds like you're gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Yes!
Yes! Great gap.
What a good gap. Oh, the way I'm going bumbleo into the news.
Come on in.
Okay, let's have it. Where are you? Tom in King's Lynn, yes. The girl in the car to my right just looked at me like a weirdo for licking my wrists. Your fault, says Tom. Yeah, that was happening a lot yesterday during the breakfast show. Sweating his bumbleos off is Michael. And he's in Eastleigh. Yes, big up Eastleigh, massive.
Will from Harpenden bumbleoing away, delivering leaflets door to door.
James in Peterborough bumbleoing the last drop of sweat out of his body. Gareth Gardner in Hertfordshire bumbleoing his top off. He's got the top off, have you?
Come on.
Are you ready?
Bumbleia.
Halfway through the week, hottest day of the year. Where are you? Bumbleo in the car in the Isle of Man because it's raining, says Abby and her nan. It's still really hot. Sam bumbleoing in his van on the Isle of Wight while trying not to pass out from heat exhaustion.
Farmer Steve bumbleoing hay in Hereford. Nice.
Bumbleoing in a pool of sweat is fit.
Bumbleo.
I'm enjoying this today.
It feels good in the weather, doesn't it?
Yeah. Ed from Romsey's on holiday, so he's actually bumbleoing in Mallorca right now. Shout out to Mallorca there.
Joe the Baker, tools down, bumbleoing, cakes off, clappy bit.
Clappy bit. Pop, pop, I say. And again.
Bumbleo.
Bumbleo while packing my bags to go to Spain for my holiday. Big up. That's from Jade. Jake the driver giving it bumbleo on the M62, hanging his head out the window like a happy Labrador because no aircon.
Lovely. What a lovely image.
Yeah. One more. Joe in his van. Jack on his way to his last job in Andover. Thank you for getting in touch.
Blazing!
How did that even start? What
now,
a ridiculous
now what
thing.
Do we debrief?
What a ridiculous thing to do on the radio. Seriously. Where did all that come from? Mm. What a load of nonsense. People love it. Every week.
Thing is, it started as something. I mean, it just started when we played Bumbleo once on Real or No Real on a Wednesday. It sounded right.
Why do we do blazing like Sean Paul?
I don't
know. If you actually think about it, where did all that come from? It's weird.
So many little gimmicks have just become a thing now.
It seems to. I know, the requests in The Gap are on now. It just seems to become part of people's weeks.
And The Gap is lengthening.
I know, always. Tomorrow in this show, we have Vicky Patterson from Geordie Shore playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. She's a newbie, Vicky, and she's not been on before.
It will be her debut tomorrow,
That's
yes.
right. But if you're listening, Vicky, don't let that hold you back. We want a good spray from you. So Vicky Patterson from Geordie Shore, you can listen to it, but if you so wish, you can also watch it on the Radio 1 website tomorrow at 1:45. A nice, refreshing game of Innuendo Bingo for the heat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lick your wrists, it's boiling. This is BBC Radio 1. We did that on the breakfast show yesterday.
I was going to say, you keep saying that.
It feels like a bit of a blur now, but it didn't really cool me down. You wrist licker.
Yeah, well, someone said it cools you down if you lick your wrists, and then somehow you persuaded me to lick your wrists.
Yeah, it didn't work. So, I mean, people are trying it in cars, and people will be trying it now because we mentioned it again, but I don't know, it doesn't really work. That was 30 Seconds to Mars, Kings and Queens on BBC Radio 1. Alice is on Real or No Real about 3:10 this afternoon. Alice Levine, keen for that. And 3:30, it's me and Clara with the official chart update.
The Scott Mills Daily.
you think that worked, that line?
The Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Yeah, do you remember like when Charlie first said it to Meghan Trainor? Hey, let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. Do you think...
I'm a dog without a bone.
Sorry?
That was one of the lines. There's a lot of lyrics.
Yes. I can imagine that in a musical. Jade absolutely loves it, just singing along at work. Hannah in Kent says it's quite like, it sounds like a Christmas song. I kind of know what you mean.
Yeah.
Zoe from Stafford just licked her wrist and got a mouthful of perfume. I told you not to. Charlie Puth, it's a yes from me, she says. Ben and Dunstable, not as keen. But that is Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor and their track Marvin Gaye on BBC Radio 1. It's track of the day. Big hit, that, I reckon.
Mm.
It's 2:45 with Scott Mills. So Glastonbury is still on BBC iPlayer. There's so much to watch. Loads of highlights from the weekend on the Radio 1 website. And you can listen and watch it all again, or BBC iPlayer. Kanye's Pyramid stage set is on there. Prides were there, who are playing now. There's like so much stuff to watch from Glastonbury if you're missing it, or if you missed out on any of it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris called my mum earlier while I put ice down his pants. It was one of the most uncomfortable things ever, and it'll be on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Poor mum.
Yeah,
I have text to apologise because the noises that you were making during the phone call as I was pouring the ice, as I was piling it down your pants, they're not the kind of noises that I want you to make to my mum.
No, and I apologise because I didn't mean to make those noises. Just a very cold situation.
Pretty cold down there. Have you got the feeling back yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, it's all back to normal.
Yeah, I think so.
Down there, yeah. And that'll be on the Scott Mills Daily podcast tonight. If you missed the call, it's worth downloading just for the awkwardness factor.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine for Wednesday's Real or No Real. Hello.
Good afternoon, one and all.
How are you coping with this?
Oh, don't get me started. Why is everyone saying how nice it is?
Are you really suffering?
I'm melting.
You look a little grumpy for yourself. I've not really seen a grumpy side to you before.
Oh, I'm so grumpy when it's hot.
Are you?
You know I usually wear a 60 denier tight. What am I supposed to do in this?
I know, you love a cardigan. What are you doing?
Oh, like
with
a double
life?
Layer, minimum.
It's hot, isn't it?
It's so hot. And also, everyone's wearing synthetic fabrics on the train.
What does that mean?
You know, like polyesters and nylons. It's not a nice thing.
Am I wearing polyester? I don't know.
I think you're in a cotton
there.
That's
a cotton there, mate.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm. All right, then. Here are today's facts for the slightly grumpy and hot Alice Levine.
Yeah, go on.
Strictly Come Dancing host Tess Daly's real name is Helen.
Stop it.
Wow.
I love Tess.
So if real, she wasn't born Tess. She's called herself that as a stage name.
Many people in this business that we call show have a stage name.
A very person that works on Radio 1, in fact.
Who?
No. Doesn't he?
Yeah. You mean... No.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah.
That's made up, isn't it?
Dead.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think Scott Mills sounds quite showbiz.
Actually, my real name, though. Is yours your real name?
Of course. It's so hard to say. Why would I make it up? Alice Levine. I can't even say it myself.
Scott Mills does sound showbiz, but he was definitely born that way.
Mm. But is Tess Daly, who was listening to this show the other day and was really enjoying it.
Was she?
Yeah, hi, Tess. Is her real name Helen? Real or no real?
I think this is no real.
I'm going to challenge you to a real.
That one is real.
Oh!
Yes, in your face.
I feel a bit less cranky now.
And next.
If you ask Siri what 0 divided by 0 is, the computer-generated voice will accuse you of having no friends.
Wow. Siri can answer back like that in a angry way.
A little bit facetious.
Yeah, shut up, you're a computer.
Also, Voice of Siri just followed me on Twitter.
No way.
What do you mean?
The voice of Siri.
What, John?
No, the girl one.
Oh.
John?
I know John.
John's the male voice of Siri. Yeah.
Oh, I mean the girl one. I
had a lovely dinner with him once.
You did not.
It was really confusing.
You didn't?
He was like, hi. How are you, Scott? That's not the voice, but you know what I mean.
Pass me the passander.
It was a bit like that. I'll have a chicken korma.
I have actually been for breakfast before with the voice of Big Brother.
No,
we. And I didn't realise until he ordered scrambled eggs. And yeah. Then I was like, oh my goodness.
It's like when I went for a curry with the X Factor voiceover guy, Peter Dixon. And that was lol. Because no one recognises his face particularly, but they all know his voice. It was like, I'll have a lampooner.
Do you remember then? We got him on the show and we just got him to read items off an Indian menu.
That's right. That was a highlight. But if you ask Siri what 0 divided by 0 is, do you get accused of having no friends, real or no real?
I'm going to say real on this, actually.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Chris, you're having a mare today, mate.
What's wrong, mate?
Shall I ask it?
Go on, then.
Right. Siri, what is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
So I see. So it's using it to explain what 0 divided by 0 is, but just ends up saying you have no friends.
It's quite patronising, really.
And finally,
Mary Berry was left disappointed after only 4 people turned up to a surprise baking demonstration at this weekend's Glastonbury Festival.
Oh, Mesbez.
Now,
she was on the wrong stage.
Yeah. Was she pyramid?
No, I don't think... They don't do anything else except for music on the pyramid stage, do they?
I think they do food demos.
A bit of baking would be nice.
I mean, it would really mix it up a bit. I didn't mean that as a pun, but I mean, like, it would be wicked to have some baking on the pyramid stage. Maybe instead of Kanye. It could have been like Kanye, then Mary Berry.
Or when he got into the cherry picker, she was just there with, like, a ready-made selection of cupcakes. Yeah.
Or like when you have to go to one of those, like, home shows with your parents and there's, like, a bloke there doing a demonstration about a new mop.
Yeah.
Get that on.
Or like some like weird gadget that like blends apples into like a foam.
It's a really good idea. And thinking about it, one of the problems with Kanye headlining was that he was just kind of on his own.
Yeah.
And it's a big stage that. This would solve that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you get someone on demonstrating a new blender.
Yeah. So you've got Kanye on doing his thing, taking nothing away, you know, from what he does. You've got Mary Berry in the corner baking.
Yes.
Right? And then you can have someone else on the other side demonstrating mops.
That doesn't detract. On paper, it sounds like it does, but it really wouldn't.
That's a headliner.
Now, not being funny, Alice, you love your fancy food. I can imagine you're a massive fan of Mary Berry and everything that goes with her.
I love a bit of Mesbez.
And you were at Glastonbury, so you would have sniffed this out if it was happening.
If I'd heard about this, I would have made that crowd 5. I would have added myself into that throng. I can't imagine Mary Berry coping at Glastonbury.
No.
It's ever so busy.
You know, we said previously, this is a fact, that she did go to Ibiza.
She did not.
She went to Pasha, I think.
Stop it!
I think a few years ago.
Whilst we're not sure on real or no reals, whether they're real or no real, were you on Bake Off? Have you done Bake Off?
No.
No, you haven't?
No, she did the choir.
Could have sworn you did. Oh, you did the choir.
I've got
that
the
was
voice
it.
Of an angel.
Actually
so...
had a number one single. Thanks.
Sorry. Yeah,
I don't like
asking.
To talk about it. Number one.
Was Mary Berry disappointed when 4 people turned up at a baking demonstration at Glastonbury at the weekend?
100% no real.
I think this is no real. There wouldn't have been 4. She's a massive headliner.
That one is no real.
You're right to go no real. And at the end of that round of the game...
Well, I only got 10, but Alice got 30 points.
Smashing it.
Well, actual full house, so it really suits me to be in a bad mood, as you've seen.
All right, Alice. Well, I hope you cheer up a bit.
All right. Well, you're not making me feel better by keep mentioning it, will
right.
you?
Okay, right. So, it's clearly a bad mood, yes?
See you at the weekend.
See you at the weekend. Yeah. 1 till 4, is it?
Yeah, Saturday, Jack from Bleachers. Sunday, it's chart day, isn't it? I hope you feel better by then.
All right, then. Nice to see you sober. Love you, bye. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Tomorrow, Vicky Patterson off Geordie Shore is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. You might want to give that a watch. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.